Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
would have made it with him out. My God. He brought us through a mighty long way, and we thank God on today in the name of Jesus that he's able to look past all of our faults. Come on, somebody, to provide us with all of our needs. But yet he doesn't look at the harm and the fault in which we've done in the past. But we never would have made it.
Come on, somebody.
If it had not been about God. Hallelujah. You're here today. We're here today because God has allowed us to make it today. And just for that, y'all, just for that, we need to say thank you. Thank you, God, for all of what you've done, all of what you're doing, and all of what you're doing that has yet to take place. You see, we want to take time out to honor God. Every opportunity and chance that we get for as we, praise God, have been reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, hallelujah, the Word of God is speaking how we are to worship the Lord thy God with all of our mind, all of our heart, and all of our soul. And we ought to serve no other God before him. For God is God. Everything is because he has allowed it to be. Hallelujah. And before I go any further, let me honor God. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to say, thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, Jesus, for we glorify you for today. I ain't supposed to be here in my eyes. I'm not been the greatest person of all, but I thank you that I made it to today. Somebody need to say thank you, Lord. You might have a family member. Yeah, come on, Maddie. You need to say thank you, Lord. Because that wasn't supposed to be in our eyes for people to go through what they go through. But thank you, Lord. Thank God, giving him praise, honor, and glory for who he is. And then I honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who, praise God, is so instrumental and so supportive in everything that we do here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance, as well as David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we thank you for your support, all those that are listening by way of YouTube, site, blog talk, even into the archives. Hallelujah. God bless you. We thank those I see listening from New York. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank God for those that are in New Jersey. We see you. We see you, Illinois. We have Illinois, Chicago. We have California. We go. We just so blessed and believe in the name of Jesus that you will be blessed as well. For the Lord God says in his word that his word will not be turned back onto him, boy, but will accomplish that or what is meant for it to accomplish. In the name of Jesus. And God's word is what we stand on today. Hallelujah. And despite of what all negativity and the negative situations that occur in the world today, we have to still say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us have a moment of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we humble for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, God, for being God all by yourself. So, God, we pray, asking in the name of Jesus, that you look past our faults to provide our every need. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, and fill us. Hallelujah. Fill us. Give us strength to get able to weather the storm, knowing that the battle is not ours, hallelujah, but the battle is yours. And God, you said in your word that you will repay. So we trust in you on today, Lord God. We know we don't do everything perfect, and we know we're not the best thing that there is, but we know that we can do all things through Christ, which gives us that strength. When we think we cannot, turn to the heel, which cometh our help, which that help cometh from the Lord. We thank you, Lord. On today, as we continue to move forth and be obedient unto thee, we ask, Lord God, that you bless our wives. We ask that you touch our children. Hallelujah. We ask that you touch our family members. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the hungry and the sick and dying, Lord God. We pray for those that are shut up, oh God, that are not getting no visitors, Lord God, those that are dealing with situations associated with even that of the pandemic. Lord God, we pray for healing and mercy upon each and every one. Lord God, we thank you on today. We pray for the men and women coming with your word in the name of Jesus. And we ask for those that are less fortunate, that you touch them, heal them, and help. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll be so careful to give you all honor, praise, and glory. in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We know that in 1 Thessalonians it says, man ought to always pray. Hallelujah. And we pray as often as we can, seeking the face of the Lord, so to help keeping us focusing on him. But as the Bible says, hallelujah, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. Hallelujah. So as we continue to manifest the word of God and allowing the God manifest his sanction, his spirit, and his ordinance and his commandments. Oh, God, we just continue to study and observe his truth in Jesus' name. We're going to continue reading. I really trust and pray that everyone's been enjoying the readings that we've been bringing forth to you. Amen, amen. And we ask that if you decide to be able to sow a seed into our ministry, understand it's under Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-D-I-D, 1968, at yahoo.com, in the name of Jesus. That's through our PayPal account until we move to another level on that. We trust that God's going to continue to magnify and increase the Lord with me, y'all. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We're coming forth on Deuteronomy chapter 16, and we're moving along. Praise God. So we just trust that you continue to support us and understand we do the best and be the best that we can in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us go. Deuteronomy chapter 16. The word of God says, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. In the month of the Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto thy Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therein, even the bread of affliction. For thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there be anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest. The day, the first day at even, remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. But at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, the place his name in, thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tent. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt be no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks for such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God, which thou chewed of the freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God. According to this, the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, and thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God. thou thy sons and thy daughters, and thy men servants and thy maid servants, and the Levite that is the widow, and are among you in the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen, the place this named thou. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt. And thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou shalt have gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy maid servant, and thy maid servants, and the Levite, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, that are within thy nation. 7 days shalt thou keep the solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee and all thine increase and all the works of thy hand. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice 3 times in a year. Shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Judges and officers shall thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Thou shalt not risk judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shall thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which he, the Lord thy God, giveth thee. Thou shalt not plant tree, the grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hateth. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep, wherein is blemish, or any evil forbearance. For that is an abomination unto the Lord thy God. For thou be found among you within any of thine gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of thy Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods, and were whipped and shipped them, either the sun or moon, or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently. And behold, it be true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is round in Israel. Then shalt thou bring forth the man or that woman which hath committed that wicked thing unto thy gate, even that man or that woman, and shalt stone him with stones till they die. At the month of 2 witnesses, or 3 witnesses, shall the is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of 1 witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witness shall be first upon him, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from every among you. If there arise a matter too hard for thee to judge between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within the gates, then shalt thou arise and go thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priest and Levite, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and in the choir. And they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place within the Lord shall choose, shall so be. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that thy inform thee, accordingly to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee. Thou shalt be, thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand or to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even to the man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over you, like as all nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from thy brother shall I set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he shall multiply horses. For as much as the Lord has said, should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth down the throne of his kingdom, and he shall write him a copy of his law in a book out of that which is before the priest, the Levite. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn and to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of the law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above, and that he turn not aside from the commandment, to do right hand or to the left, and the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, and the midst of Israel. Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part, no inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, he has said unto them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw, the first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. For the Lord thy God has chosen him out of all thy tribe to stand and to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if the Levite come from any of thine gates out of all Israel, well, he sojourned and come all to the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, which stand before the Lord. By God, they shall have like portions to eat, besides that which cometh of the scale of his patrimony. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of kind, or an enchanter, or a witch, charmer, or consulter with familiar spirits, or wizard, or a no-commercer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God did give them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto the observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee so to do. The Lord thy God will rise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, for the midst of thee, of thy brother, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God, inherit in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see his great fire anymore, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will rise up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to do, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even the perfect shall die. If thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken, presumably thou shalt not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy chapter 19. When the Lord thy God hath cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwelleth in their cities and in their houses, thou also separate their cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which thy Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the cost of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in the time past, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor, to whose wood he has had fetched the stroke with an axe to cut down the tree, and the head hand slippeth from the evil and lighteth upon his neighbor, and he die, he shall flee unto one of these cities to live. The avenger of the blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and I overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in thy pet. Wherefore I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee. And if the Lord thy God enlarge their coast, as he has sworn unto the fathers, and give thee all the land which he possessed to give unto their fathers, if thou shalt keep all the commandments and do them, which I command thee this day, the love the Lord thy God, and to work ever in his ways, then shalt thou add three cities more for thee, besides these three, that ignorant blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally, that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send to fetch him and tents to deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eyes shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, and it may go well with thee. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which thou of old time hast set in thine ignorance, or inheritance which thou shalt inherit in the land that thy Lord God giveth thee to possess. One witness shall not rise up against a man from iniquity or for any sin that he sinneth at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man that testifies against him that which is wrong, then both the men between him and the conspiracy is shall stand before the law, before the priest and the judge, which shall be in those days. And the judge shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you, and those which remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eyes shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Amen. Praise God. We truly are honored in the name of Jesus to be able to come before you with the awesome reading in the name of Jesus. God is good. God is good. He's still on the throne. We truly give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is. We thank you in the name of Jesus for joining us on today. We love you with the love of God. And we want to let you know that we know that everything works for the goodness of those that love the Lord and are called to his purpose. You know, we never could have made it without him. So remember to give him praise. God bless.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser.